This is Radio Boston. I'm Shira Springer. If you've gone outside today, you know it's bitter cold. In fact, it's colder right now in Boston than in the Arctic Circle. And according to the forecast, it's going to stay well below freezing, mostly in the teens and single digits, through next week. And those freezing temperatures take a toll on more than your body. Your home can suffer, too. For more, we're joined by Rob Robillard, the Concord carpenter and a columnist for the Boston Globe. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Shira. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, what should folks look out for during long cold stretches like this one?
Well, it's pretty depressing to hear about the Arctic.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I think people need to worry about their heating and their water pipes. And if you talk to any of the plumbers that are out working overtime right now and weekends and nights, they're all dealing with frozen pipes.
So what can you do to prevent frozen pipes? I mean, what's the secret?
Well, you know, prevention should start when you're building the house, but let's face it, that doesn't always happen, right? So I think some of the quick things that people are not paying attention to is they lower their heat. And a lot of folks are lowering their heat at night, or they're going away for the weekend and lowering their heat. And I think right now, especially with a cold snap, that's a bad, bad choice. So keeping the heat at 55 degrees or even warmer is probably a better decision.
Because that will kind of just heat the whole building and keep the ice from forming potentially in those pipes.
Yeah, it keeps the core of the building warmer and keeps those pipes warmer as well.
So, you know, I'm just curious. Normally we have like a cold snap that's a couple of days, but this is going to be an extended period of time. And with these longer cold snaps, what does that mean for a home? Is it different than those days where, you know, it sort of drops down into the teens and single digits and then springs right back up to the 30s?
You know, it's a good question. I'm not 100% sure of that. I would probably venture to say that a vulnerable house or pipes that are vulnerable to freezing are probably vulnerable in a couple of days of cold temperatures, not just a cold snap or a long-term event like we're having. I do think that the longer our houses are exposed to these cold temperatures, that the more likely that things can go wrong. You know, a lot of folks don't realize that a lot of the problems start with air leaks in the basement around the rim joists of the house, where just the wind alone leaking into the basement can just a pinhole can cause a problem to a pipe.
So it's interesting you mentioned air leaks, because I think that's something everyone should be aware of, whether you're living in a large house or whether you're living in an apartment. And I guess, you know, you have people who own their own homes, and you also have people who are renters, you know, with apartments and condos. Is there anything in specific you could recommend for people who live in smaller units within larger buildings? Obviously, now we know to plug up the air leaks if we can. Maybe put something beneath the door so the cold air isn't getting in underneath the door. But anything else that you can recommend?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. People that are in condos or smaller, you know, rental type units, they don't have as much control on the building as, say, a homeowner does. But things like using caulking or expanding foam and looking and sealing air leaks and penetration holes, such as electrical or cable wires where they penetrate through framing, through the exterior of the house or through a floor, anywhere where a pipe penetrates through the house, window leaks, dryer vent leaks, things like that. They could look for things within their unit. But like I said, when you own the home, say the landlord or whatever, they can do a much more comprehensive approach by sealing the rim joists of the house, maybe even moving vulnerable pipes. That's a big one right there.
Wow, that seems like a lot of work to do, moving vulnerable pipes.
It can be, yeah.
And then, as you know, we're in an area with a lot of old housing stock. So when you're talking about older homes, I know my home is over 100 years old. Is there anything in particular to be on the lookout with those old homes, particularly vulnerable areas?
That's where I make my bread and butter. I live in an 1863 house. So older homes, like my house, for instance, probably your house, they were built before probably water lines were added. So they were added later. And they took, you know, the plumbers of those days, they took the path of least resistance. They put the pipes where they could disturb the least amount of the interior of the house, probably. Sometimes they go up exterior walls. So I think with older homes that have been remodeled, where stuff happens later, pipes are often placed in vulnerable areas. And what I mean by a vulnerable area, it's an outside wall, along the rim joists of the basement wall, maybe across a basement window that is now broken or leaking, stuff like that.
Gotcha. So be on the lookout for those pipes in vulnerable places. I want to thank you. That's Rob Robillard, the Concord Carpenter and columnist for the Boston Globe, telling us how to protect our home in these freezing cold temperatures. Stay warm, Rob.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.